The state Senate has concluded a year-long study to find short- and long-term policy goals to address rising health care costs and consumer protections in Massachusetts. Health care makes up for 40% of the state's budget. WAMC spoke with State Senator Adam Hines, a Pittsfield Democrat, about what he calls a common-sense health care reform bill for rural Massachusetts.
Massachusetts continues to be a leader in terms of the number and percentage of residents who are uninsured. It's down at about 2.8% now, but costs really are going through the roof and have been for some time. A robust economy depends on it. Our out-of-pocket costs for families depend on it. And so what the Massachusetts Senate has done is really taken the last year and a half to come up with a report that then is now leading to legislation that we'll be taking up in November. And so an important element is that these healthcare costs are growing faster than families' wages, than business revenues, than the state economy as a whole. And so it was time to be very clear about what we're going to do to address these costs.
And those rising costs of healthcare are staggering, especially in rural Massachusetts. How would it affect these communities?
Well, you know, part of the strategy is reducing readmissions, addressing prescription drug costs, and these provider price variations. And this is where it starts to get at our rural hospitals and our community hospitals. And we've seen a difference, for example, that insurance companies can say, well, we're going to pay more to our providers in our urban areas that have higher returns from their consumers. And then as we go down the line towards our community base and kind of rural areas, we can pay them less. And so this is one of the outcomes is we're going to level that playing field in a more meaningful way, which will have an impact on quality and cost for all of us.
Communities in rural Massachusetts are challenged with transportation and accessing healthcare services. How will this bill help?
The focus here is going to be on a few things. One is mobile integrated health, and so essentially trying to meet patients where they are and preventing that condition could ripen to the point where they do have to go and moreover go to something like an emergency department, which is more expensive. But that means accessing folks through mobile units. Also, this bill provides provisions for clarifying how we'll use telemedicine and setting guidelines for telemedicine implementation, which typically increases access to services, particularly around behavioral health, and again, reducing those unnecessary emergency department visits. And so there are some really creative ways that we're working to make sure that we attack those heavy cost driver areas.
How would it help residents and municipalities dealing with the opioid crisis?
This is a big one, and ultimately there's the short-term investments, which are not handled here per se, but in other aspects of our work in the Senate around prevention and treatment and investments in those areas, and we've done a considerable amount in this budget. But this also talks about more on the behavioral health investments and access, which will help to address this.
If this is approved, when's the soonest that people can start to see the effects?
Well, we expect that if this were to move ahead, we would see the impact by the end of 2020. And so, importantly, as currently configured, we're looking at a savings system-wide in the range of $500 million by the end of 2020. We're anticipating that this can have an impact very quickly.
Western Massachusetts State Senator Adam Hines speaking. The State House will hold a public hearing on the legislation October 23rd.